With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Strong winds are fueling California wildfires.
Firefighters are scrambling to corral flames, churning along hillsides in Los Angeles. Forecasters say life-threatening, destructive gusts could last for days, bringing extreme fire risk to areas that have not seen substantial rain in months. One fire swiftly consumed a large part of the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, sending residents fleeing down the clogged Pacific Coast Highway. Resident actor Steve Guttenberg was urging people who abandoned their cars to leave their keys behind so that they could be moved. And President Joe Biden had to cancel a planned event in Riverside County due to the wildfire threat. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump's incoming chief of staff says she wants the West Wing to be free of drama. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Susie Wiles is laying down the law for her White House colleagues. She tells Axios that she will not tolerate backbiting, second-guessing inappropriately, or drama. If Wiles succeeds, it would be a departure from the early months of the first Trump administration. Former Chief of Staff Reince Priebus was quoted in 2018 as saying, "Take everything you've heard about chaos and disorganization inside the Trump White House and multiply it by 50. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tuesday, President Biden and the First Lady stayed at a Los Angeles hotel as a result of the Pacific Palisades fire. Biden was in a motorcade vehicle in the West Los Angeles, Santa Monica area for a trip to thermal outside of Joshua Tree National Park when officials made the decision to return to the hotel. According to the White House, Air Force One now expected to leave for Washington early Wednesday afternoon. The Palisades fire is burning many homes to the ground in Los Angeles. This is SRN News. The leading cause of death around the globe is abortion.
According to a survey of 2024 compiled by Worldometer, there were 45 million abortions in the world last year. Compare that to 8 million deaths due to cancer, 5 million due to smoking, and 1.3 caused by auto accidents. In fact, if you add up all the possible causes of death in 2024, abortion is responsible for about 42% of the total. That means that global mortality for the past year could have been cut nearly in half if nobody was having abortions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's Democrat Governor Tony Evers is reviving his plan to enable voters to repeal and create state laws. Crafted a similar proposal in 2022 for voters to repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban. Republicans killed the plan. It's expected that they will do this time as well. Evers claims the GOP has been ignoring the will of the people. This is SRN News. The deaths of two people in the wheel well of a JetBlue aircraft is under investigation in Florida.
Two bodies were found in the landing gear compartment of a JetBlue plane Monday night at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. A JetBlue spokesperson says they were found during a routine post-flight maintenance inspection. The plane had arrived in Fort Lauderdale shortly after 11 p.m. from JFK Airport in New York. 2 weeks ago, a body was found in the wheel bay of a United Airlines flight from Chicago to Maui. Julie Walker, New York.
The agency that serves as a watchdog for consumer finance is accusing Experian of failing to properly investigate consumer disputes. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau issued a credit rating, suing the credit rating company over the issue. In a news release, they said Experian does not take sufficient steps to intake, process, and investigate disputes. More at SRNnews.com.